I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak, a host with Pedaling the Pueblo. I want to take a moment to do something we have not done enough with this show or within bicycle culture in general. I want to amplify the written words of Tamika Butler, a leading Black voice and advocate within bicycle advocacy, who has not received credit for the work she has been doing to address systemic racism within and out of bicycle culture. I'm going to read her words as published in Bicycling Magazine earlier in June 2020. To truly make a transformational change for all people who bike, we must go beyond a bike month or an occasional unity ride. We also must get beyond the narrative that only people who, too often self-righteously, make a lifestyle decision to bike are worthy of our targeted marketing campaigns, advocacy, and celebration. We must get past a strategy that assumes cisgender white maleness as the norm. We must get past an ethos of exclusion. Once we can get past these things as a bicycle community, we can finally celebrate what bicycling should truly be about, the power to be free and move freely. I carried this opinion into every room, every speech, and every action I took as the executive director of LACBC. This made me unpopular with some members of the Bike Coalition, some board members, and some people outside of LA who complained that I was not talking enough about bikes. This made me the target of a racist LA City Council candidate and his supporters. These supporters believed they could look past his being outed as harboring racist and transphobic views if he could get them a bike lane. To them, their white lives mattered more than anyone else's. Talking about things like gender, queerness, race, and white supremacy scares people. It makes them uncomfortable. Their resulting defensiveness makes them question your intelligence, especially if being anti-racist means giving up their bike lane. Unfortunately, it rarely makes these same people dig deep and push beyond those questions towards understanding, compassion, being anti-racist, and confronting their own need to change. Because of that, I became used to the hate I received in various venues and formats. But in the last few weeks, people seem to be waking up. Honestly, it's been tough to watch in the bicycling community, seeing all parts of the industry from private companies to nonprofits making statements of support for Black lives might be intended to make Black people feel better. But what do these statements actually mean? Where is the action? Where are the apologies for the countless people in the bicycling world long before me who spoke up on these issues and were shut down and pushed out as a result? I want to feel hope, but I feel anger because I know that all of the things people are doing now should have been happening long before George Floyd died. Whether it's at the hands of police due to a novel virus or due to traffic violence, Black people have been dying at higher rates than white people for as long as there have been Black people in this country. It was always the right time to speak up, but people made a choice not to do so. As happy as I am that people are joining the party now, I'm not sure if I can trust them. I'm not sure if they really know what this work is all about. But people are in this fight now, so they must start doing the work. And it's hard. It's draining. It's all-consuming. It's full of disappointment and pain. One-time friends will tell you to shut up and just talk about bicycling. You must push through, not be silenced. Be prepared to make mistakes, then keep going. Bicycling cannot solve systemic racism in the United States, but systemic racism can't be fixed without tackling it within bicycling. With the rise of bicycling during this global health pandemic, this is the moment to educate the casual beach cruisers, fully kitted weekend warriors, the urban planning students who can't wait to ride back to campus, all of us on the systemic oppression of Black people, Indigenous people, and all people of color. This is the moment to look at the racism institutionalized in our companies, media publications, nonprofits, planning firms, and government agencies, and hire a workforce that reflects the diversity of our communities at every level and in every position. This is the moment to invest in continual and consistent education of our employees. This is the moment to do more than issue a statement. A statement is the least that can be done. Those in power must change, relinquish some of their power, and get out of the way to make room for those who are ready to lead and are equipped to identify anti-Black practices and policies. When we allow ourselves and our colleagues to perform our work in isolation without consideration of the killing of Black people, our work lacks impact. People of color know that racism and racial bias in policing and infrastructure planning is a major factor in our safety and in our ability to succeed as we move about our communities. Any conversation about bicycling that fails to explicitly and affirmatively acknowledge this disparity is one that lacks true vision, honesty, and effectiveness. This has been true in the past, continues today, and will be true tomorrow unless we change it. The question is, are you just talking about bicycling, or will you be part of that change? Tamika Butler was the executive director of the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition from 2014 to 2017. Butler is currently the director of planning for California and director of equity and inclusion at Tool Design Group, a planning, engineering, and landscape architecture firm. She is also the principal and founder of Tamika L. Butler Consulting, LLC, where, through consulting, training, and public speaking works, she shines a light on inequality, inequity, and social justice. Thanks for listening. We'll post this entire article on Pedaling the Pueblo at kxci.org.